Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steve Dedan bringing this back. It's called Peg. It's a great song. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. Chip Bell is our guest. Chip is the author of so many books on customer care. He's legendary. His new book is called Sprinkles. Is that the last one, Chip?
The last one was Kaleidoscope.
That's right, Kaleidoscope.
Yeah, Kaleidoscope was the last one, but it's on the same theme. It's all about creating that value, unique service, creating experiences that are get people talking, telling stories.
Well, and see, this is why, and you and I have talked about this so many times before, but folks, this is such an important point to make here. Whatever you sell, whatever it is, I don't care what it is, you're not unique. Everything you sell probably became a commodity 30 years ago.
Right.
And the only way to differentiate yourself is the package you wrap it all up in, which includes all the stuff that Chip talks about. Chip talked to us about.
That's right. Because we, here again, it's the thing that sets you apart is the experience and the relationship. And so how do you create it in a way that I like to say, you know, I don't want customers to recommend me. I want I want my customers to say, you ain't going to believe what happened to me, and to tell a story. Because I think it's the stories that convince people to say, well, I got to try that, or I got to see that, or I've got to buy that. So here again, what does it take to create the kind of customer advocacy that produces a story, not just a recommendation?
I've got a friend who has a wholesale company, and they're just crazy over there. I mean, they're nuts, and the way they work with each other, it's high energy, sarcasm, humor, the whole experience, way they treat each other, way they treat customers, and he's had customers say, you know, you guys are in charge of admission just to come in the store here, and watch y'all work, you know, that's. That is part of the theater, too, right? I mean,
it is. The theater is so important. I mean, Howard Schultz understood it big time when he started Starbucks, and he came back and had to run Starbucks because they'd lost that sense of theater. Because you want a show. You absolutely want a show. I mean, if you remember that great book Steve wrote, I can't remember his last name right now, but he wrote Fish and Seafood Place in Seattle, and how they grew the fish. And
Pike Place.
They entertain.
Pike Place, yeah. I know the guys up there. Andre.
Steve Lundeen.
Yeah, Pike Place
and,
Fish.
And it's
Andre.
all about the experience, you know, theater.
But, you know, one thing I want to point out here, Chip, prior to 2008, and I think it's really important to understand this, prior to 2008, corporate America understood going the little bit of the extra mile for relationships. And they would spend a lot of money on that. 2008 literally put the kibosh on all of that. So now, corporate America, they're loath to spend a nickel on anything extra for relationships. And so when you do it, when you go the extra mile, if you spend a little money, if you just show a little extra effort, if you have a little glad heart as part of it, that just it glares, doesn't it?
It
just
it does.
It's like
it's
a
so
beacon
different now.
It's so much.
It's a beacon. It's a,
yeah.
It's it sets you apart, and again, that's what keeps small businesses competitive in the marketplace. Is what is it about your business that's different and that's unique and not like the one down the street?
When I started, I started calling on customers. You know, when I was after 2008, some of the new relationships I was building. And I would think, well, I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to try, you know, doing what we've been talking about. And I would say, you know, I'm probably not going to impress them. And you know what? I would do some of the stuff that we're talking about, and they would act like it was Christmas all over again. And I realized what was going on. Nobody was loving them up.
No, exactly. And giving them that spirit and that excitement, that joy, that, you know, business doesn't have to be boring. It can be exciting and fun. And I think you're the concert master that makes that happen when you're
That's
a small
exactly
business.
Right. That's exactly right. And especially when you understand this metamorphosis that's happening right now in the marketplace, Chip, with companies increasingly, they've been doing it for 35 years, but increasingly divesting themselves of employees and bringing on more contractors, more small businesses to do their work. The more that happens, the more you have an opportunity to shine.
Yes, yes, yes. That's your edge. That's your advantage in a marketplace.
Last Absolutely. Thoughts, Chip. 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Oh, my last thought is, just like you started, we got to love up on those customers and make them feel like they're the most important people in the world. Again, it's profoundly remarkable. If I can create a profound impact on them, they'll remark about it, and they'll remark about it in a way that makes people want to come back and try it.
And if they don't say something, if a customer doesn't brag on your service, my metric is if at least once a month a customer doesn't compliment me on what I did for them that was better than the month before, then I need to step up my game.
You got it.
ChipBell.com. Hey, Chip, good job today. Come back soon.
Likewise. Thank you, Jim. Always fun to be with you. Happy holidays.
You too. Talk to you later. Chip Bell. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Chip joined us, and so we did. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.